Hi, everybody.
Hello.
I did that for John. Welcome to Screen Heroes, episode 101. I am Derek, one of your weekly hosts. I have my other two hosts with me, Ryan.
Hi.
Hey.
And Ray.
Hi.
And then this other dude.
Hey.
This is John.
You guys might recognize my voice from the most popular podcast, Game Heroes, Gamer Heroes.
Oh, so. You don't know the name of the show.
It's okay. Gamer Heroes.
It's so good.
We're trying to mooch off of your audience.
Exactly. So it's good to see, put a face to a name if you haven't seen
it. Yeah, because you've never been on this before.
Right. For the new people watching.
But yeah, John and I do host Gamer Heroes together on Tuesdays. It's our video game podcast at heroespodcast.com.
They also have a P.O. box. You can send them all of your used panties.
We do have a P.O. box.
I do actually send them panties.
Clear fans.
My own panties. I sometimes just wear them for John.
Do you know what our P.O. box is off the top of your head? I know we have one now.
The only P.O. box I know is Stick Stickly.
All right. Well, I'll put it in the show notes.
New York City. New York State.
10108.
Well, that's not
always better.
We do have a P.O. box now, though, which is really exciting.
Yeah, so, it's funny.
For all those packages people do not want to send us.
No, but for all the packages we do send when people win prizes, and now I don't have to give my personal home address. So that's kind of what the goal was there, is to have it be more official. So.
And panties.
Man panties.
Anyway, so we have John on tonight because we are going to be talking about Overwatch.
Yes. Are you guys following the league?
A little bit, yeah.
We have been.
Yeah.
Does our audience know what Overwatch is?
So Overwatch is a first-person shooter from Blizzard.
Video game.
Well, what other first-person shooter would there be?
I don't know, movie. There was Doom.
That wasn't a first-person shooter. It was a first-person, like, shot.
Scene.
It was like a POV.
I'm just saying it might confuse
Blair
your audience.
Witch Project is a more first-person
Blair Witch
shooter.
Project.
There you go. No, I mean, I'm following the league a little bit. You know, my team's only 2-2, so.
What team did you choose to adopt?
Well, so we're out in Kansas City. There is no Kansas City or other, like, real Midwest team. I'm not counting Texas as Midwest. So there's no KC, St. Louis, Chicago, nothing like that. So I'm from Philly originally. So I guess I'm going with the Philadelphia Fusion.
Okay.
The Overwatch League is the official esports league for Overwatch. For those who don't know, go to overwatchleague.com for details.
John. Or just watch one of our podcasts, one of the Gamer Heroes episodes. We explain
I recommend
all
you
about
listen
it.
To it, not watch
Excuse
it.
Me. Well, listen to it. Don't
John's
watch.
Really doing good with the plugs.
But
Game Heroes.
Totally.
John came here and he's just not doing well.
She
and
knows what's
good
up.
God.
Well, he came out with guns
ablazing. Do you guys want to come here and feel this back muscle? It's
oh, I felt
intense.
It. Trust me.
Like,
oh my God. All right, relax.
Are you wearing your new muscle kit?
I am not.
There's
not
a wearing. Legit
divot.
Yeah. There's a legit divot. Fantastic.
John, do you have an Overwatch team you're rooting for?
No, not particularly. We had some fun, interesting news recently. A player got banned for...
Suspended, sorry.
Yeah, I think you guys probably covered that on the video game podcast, right?
No, well, we didn't
have
an
episode
this week.
We actually have it, yeah.
Mm.
So I'm thinking about throwing this one in the feed, just so some people can hear it.
I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, we actually were not able to record this week, so... We'll be back next Tuesday.
Right.
Well, do we have any news about, like, I don't know, movies? Like our normal podcast?
Right.
So the Oscar noms came out today.
And
Get Out received 4 nominations.
Sure.
I thought you were telling me to get out. I was
no.
like, what?
Get Out received 4 nominations, and Jordan Peele is the first black man to get a Best Picture, a Best Screenplay, and a Best Director nomination. So that's kind of a cool big
It was
deal.
A great movie. It was one of my favorite movies last year. But it looks like The Shape of Water is also like leading the board.
13 nominations for The Shape of
Which
Water.
Doesn't surprise me because Guillermo needs this. And this was a passion project for him. So I haven't seen it yet. I've been wanting to see it. It's, from what I hear, it's a love story, but it gets a little weird.
Well, sure, it gets weird. Yeah,
Doug Jones
is Guillermo del Toro.
He needs this. So he needs to, like, he
it
hasn't,
always gets weird.
He hasn't had a nomination in a really long time. I think Pan's Labyrinth was his, like, last really big one.
Well, let's look at his other stuff. He's honestly probably best known for Hellboy and Pacific Rim. And those are not Oscar films. And so this, The Shape of Water, kind of leads me to think that there's a slight chance that the Academy might be steering its view, or at least being a little more encompassing of the geek stuff. You know, it's, we've had great movies in pop culture for the last, what, I don't know, 6 years that are Oscar worthy, but they get snubbed every year because they're superheroes or science fiction. Logan. Yeah.
Logan actually got one, though.
He got just one.
Was it okay, editing? No. It's best adapted.
Yeah, it was adapted screenplay.
Which is a big one.
Yeah, you're that's cool. I'm happy with that.
Guardians got
best
one.
Best visual effects,
that was,
right?
Yeah, I think that was best visual effects.
For visual effects, yeah.
Pull that up here.
I am a little bummed that Wonder Woman didn't get one. Costume design, editing would have been fun. Like,
I thought original score maybe or something like that.
Yeah, original score would have been good. Best original song for To Be Human would have been fine.
Yeah, no, you're totally right. But, I mean, there's some other movies really got a lot of category. I mean, Blade Runner 2049 was nominated quite a few times. Star Wars got, I think, 4 nominations. Baby Driver got a couple. So there was a lot to spread around.
Yes.
And, I mean, I'm disappointed that Wonder Woman didn't get any nomination at all. But, you know, at least Logan got something.
Right. That was my, I was really pulling for Logan.
Right, like Hugh Jackman this really year good. Pulled out 2 really great performances between Logan and The Greatest Showman, and I really thought that one would score him a Greatest Actor nod. But what can you do? What can you do?
So I think the biggest bit of news this week that I got very excited about, Duke Nukem movie, directed by Michael Bay, starring John Cena.
Oh,
I cannot think of a better
property.
Like, if they asked me, who do we want to have direct a Duke Nukem movie? I would 100% make it Michael Bay. There's one thing he does well, and that is action and explosions, and that's what Duke Nukem is all about.
And it's going to be a truck, and it's going to flip, and it's going to explode.
That's Duke Nukem! Have you ever played the games?
Yes. Noise. Yes, John and I have both played Duke Nukem quite a bit.
Which one?
All of them.
You played Duke Nukem Forever?
Unfortunately, yes.
I pre-ordered
it, and I was the first person in line to get it, and I was so angry because it was a terrible game.
I pre-ordered it on PC, so I didn't have to wait in line.
It was a 2000 title in 2008. It was terrible.
Right. Okay. So I love the character since Duke Nukem 3D came out, back when my dad used to play it and take the adult version down so I couldn't give strippers money. In the game. There was a little trick where there was, like, if you went up to the stripper pole where the stripper's supposed to be, it would hand money, and there would just be nothing happening. You couldn't see. All it did was, like, make the stripper not an asset in the game or whatever. When you censored it. Yeah. Yeah. But, I mean, John Cena, everybody has an opinion on it. You don't have to be a good actor to be able to play Duke Nukem. You basically need to be ripped and, like, wear a blonde wig that sticks straight up, and that's basically
square
it.
Cut. Yeah.
I just can't imagine that being a good movie.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, it'll probably be a good movie in the same sense that Transformers was a good movie, whereas it made a lot of money. But
well,
not actually a good movie.
Was actually decent.
Yeah,
it was decent.
I mean, it was the best of the Transformers.
Yeah, which
movies.
Is insane.
Bad.
I mean, you know, one of them's got to be better. But, than
like,
the others.
Let's talk about Turtles. Like, he really ruined Ninja Turtles.
Yeah, but Turtles is a way deeper property than Duke Nukem.
I know, but it's like. Let's just stop taking all of our childhood things like Thundercats
Duke Nukem
and
not
just ruining them.
I don't think that Duke Nukem is a beloved childhood character.
It wasn't meant to be a childhood
thing. I had a lot of fun as a 90s kid playing it, so.
Yeah, but it's not a child property.
No, it was an adult
where
property.
Transformers and Ninja Turtles.
So that's a big question.
And Bad Boys.
Will it
be
R?
Those were both great, and those were R-rated movies.
True.
Will it be R?
You can't,
it has to be, right?
You can't do a Duke Nukem movie that's PG-13, correct?
I think we're boring Ray.
I just have nothing to say.
That's
play the
exciting.
Game, don't really care. Whatever happens. I will agree that everything that Ryan said, Duke Nukem plus Michael Bay plus John Cena, just, it makes sense. It's the most sensical thing I've heard all of 2018.
Really? Can you think of somebody that would do Duke Nukem better than Michael Bay? Having played through
it
the games?
Makes 10 times more sense than anything else in my than Ryan Reynolds starring in Clue. That's that.
Or as I mean, Detective it'll be fine.
No, he's not going to be Detective Pikachu.
You know, he's playing Pikachu.
I know, no, that's why it's hilarious. He is Detective Pikachu.
Yes.
I mean,
it's funny.
No,
there's no arguing.
But he's not going to do like the mocap. I mean,
no. Yes,
no, it's an animated
he's
film.
He's still the voicing part.
Is it? I was under the impression it was a live action movie.
No, it's a live action movie. It's probably
it
like a Robert or
nobody knows what it is. Okay, let's just throw that out there. Literally every bit of information is a casting that's like, what is happening? There's a movie called Detective Pikachu coming out. Nobody knows if it's animated or, you know, live action.
Is it the movie pitching the game or is it the game pitching
the
movie?
We don't know what's going on.
No, the game comes out first because the game comes out in March.
You guys
the game
have
is
to play
pitching
that.
The movie.
There's been two fake movie trailers for a Crocodile Dundee sequel. I'm pretty sure they're fake.
Really? Because I'm pretty sure they're real.
No, I'm pretty sure it's a lead up to like a Super Bowl ad or something.
The
McBride
is
I don't think
real.
It is. I think that is such a joke. We'll find out, but I'm pretty sure it's completely fake and it's just leading up to something at like the Super Bowl or something.
I wish
like
I could
that.
Be as optimistic as you.
I can't imagine that that's a real
that's
thing.
That's a way high budget fake trailer.
How much do they spend on Super Bowl commercials?
That's sure, true. Sure, but
that's a very, very good point.
The most successful Super Bowl commercials are like the stupid, fast, silly ones. So, just saying. One of the most popular commercials of all time was the Snickers where the two men kiss, and that was the most popular one.
I remember that one.
So it was like 7 or 8 Super Bowls ago. But anyways,
I don't know. I still really like the ones where the horses play football.
There you go.
We're
really,
really
silly and stupid.
Here.
Oh, come on. It's a great one. You
know, I know. I was at least talking about movies.
Right?
You started the Super Bowl conversation.
No, I started talking. I said that I think it's fake for leading into the Super Bowl. And then you guys went off on Super Bowl tangent. Anyway.
Fine.
Fun fact. You and I did a fan cast of Clue together a while ago. I think in an article on the HPN.
Did we?
Yeah. It was like 2016, 2015,
I remember.
Something like that. It was a while ago.
It was before it was HPN. It was Grid Daily.
Still the Grid Daily.
Hey, look, we've rebranded
any
it a couple
names?
Of times. All right, don't worry.
I know. I have a shirt from every time.
Heroespodcast.com. That's all you got to know.
But yeah, we included Bill Hader and Aubrey Plaza in it. A few other people. So.
Well, that's cool. I don't remember that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you and I love that movie so much, and I pretty much came up with the cast. You came up with the premise that you didn't want them to remake it. You wanted a similar situation in a different era in time,
mm-hmm.
so that it could be just adapted differently, and these people wouldn't be playing the same Miss Scarlet. They'd, again, be aliases to save their identities and stuff like that.
Hmm.
Anyway, so yeah, we're casting Overwatch as a movie. If it ever becomes a movie, it's already very cinematic as is, and it's already got a great story behind it. So I thought, what a fun Screen Heroes, Gamer Heroes mashup to fan cast this. We each picked 5 or 6 characters, and we are going to go one by one, I guess.
Should we at least go around real quick and just say which characters we have?
No.
That seems unnecessary.
Okay, fine. Then people just won't know what characters are coming from anywhere.
Yeah.
If you want to talk a little bit more about Duke Nukem, I can write a little thing up and we can just draw what character.
No, that's fine.
Okay. I mean, I could talk about Duke Nukem more if that's what you want
to
do.
No, that's fine. Yeah. So for those who don't know about Overwatch, you can pause this and go watch some videos and stuff on Blizzard's website. There's a nice like Pixar style trailer that kind of introduces some of the characters and things of that nature. So there are good guys, there are bad guys, there are humans and robots and intelligent talking gorillas.
There's a web comic.
There is, yeah, a really cool web comic. So we'll be casting the actors based on the characters as we know them in the game. And if anyone kind of does something out of left field, we'll probably ask for why.
Okay. Ryan, go first. You went last time. Sorry.
I don't remember it. I think you're lying about that, but I don't remember enough to argue.
We have things recorded. I can check the transcript.
Let's do that real quick.
No, let's just go.
Okay. I'm going to go with Anna first because that's my most boring one and I don't know the actress very much.
Okay.
I actually think the character is really fun to play, but It's kind of
a sniper, right?
She's a healing sniper. Healer. Yeah.
Her bullets heal
or damage. Make you sleep.
Right.
They also damage enemies. Yeah. She's
a support character.
She is of Egyptian descent.
And she's an older woman.
She is an older Egyptian woman, the mother of another character in the game that I'm sure we'll be casting at some point. So I went with somebody. I was kind of limited because you want to go like somewhere from, you know, not Egyptian, but definitely from that general area. Mm-hmm. And there's not a lot of older actresses that are.
I have one in mind already.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's probably not who I had cast.
That's right. I had a similar problem, so.
Commodore Paris from Star Trek Beyond, if you've ever seen that. She had a small role in that where she was basically, like, I think she was the one that was, trying to make Kirk realize his dream or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh,
sure, she was great. She had a really good, I felt like she had a good kind of like motherly presence and in that tiny scene
That's a good pick, though.
Her name is Shora Agdashlu. I don't know if I'm probably killing that. But in that one scene, she was great. And so that's who I would pick for it.
I think
it's important for that character to feel kind of mother, like grandmotherly or matronly, like, you know, to other people in the cast, so
I feel still like be a badass sniper.
But still be able to handle business if she needs to, yeah.
Sounds good. All right. Derek, you go.
Okay. So I am a lot happier about my other picks than this first one. Reason being, I had a similar problem to Ryan. So I had Mercy, who is my favorite support character. Well, she's Swiss.
You don't have to cast it. So, Swiss people are they look like white people.
I know,
people.
But
white my goal, making it an American person.
My goal here was to get as close as possible to the original nationalities of the characters. I did not fulfill this completely, but I tried.
I ignored that. I'll just tell you all right now.
It kind of depended on the situation, but, you know, Mercy.
McCree is actually being played. McCree is played by Terry Crews.
Yeah. Anyway, so. This person is probably my biggest name actor, though, because I thought this would be a good way to kind of bring an A-lister into it. So I actually picked Jennifer Lawrence based off of how
makes sense.
She looks in, you know, Red Sparrow and some other films, obviously. She's very successful. People will come and see her movies, and she can pull off an action role. It's not going to be a problem for her to do something like that. So that's who I decided to go with, since I couldn't find a Swiss actor in the age range that I was looking for. That was a little bit difficult, so.
I'm good with that. I don't question it at all. I told you to go with generic blonde actress number 5 anyway.
You did. You did, but
that pretty much fits her, so.
Yeah, my original goal was to find someone Swiss, because she has a bit of an accent in the game, but that, you know, I'm sure Jennifer can figure out the accent, so.
Okay. Now, John, do you still want to go last?
No, I can go right now.
All
right,
go right now.
I'll probably go with one of my least known characters, but all of mine are a lot of fun. I'm going to go with Hanzo first. And
Hanzo's Daniel. Hanzo's an archer in the game. He's
okay, sorry, I didn't have to get the backstory.
Well, Ryan, not everybody knows everything about Overwatch. In fact, this is a movie podcast, so a lot of people probably don't know anything about it.
So go ahead and explain it.
He's basically just like an Asian archer, like old-style longbow archer. And
he has a brother, who I'm sure we'll get to at some point.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I picked Daniel Wu. He's very popular in Into the Badlands. He's actually a master martial artist. And this is how detailed I went with it. So they actually have like an estimate of Hanzo's like physique and measurements. Mm-hmm. And Daniel Wu is very close to those. So Daniel Wu is 5'11". He has a 40-inch chest.
Wow, that's very specific.
Yeah. And he's in top physical shape. So like he's the perfect guy, in my opinion. He's also a master of weapons, so I feel like he can probably wield a bow very well. If you guys watch the show Into the Badlands, he kind of throws this this chain knife thing around really well. So he deals with a lot of sticks. He does a lot of swords. Like he basically just uses a shit ton of weapons. Excuse my language, a ton of weapons, and he would be perfect for Hanzo.
Okay.
Are his nipples normal? Because Hanzo has a lot of nipples showing.
A lot of nipples showing?
Well, one nipple and a lot of skins.
Okay, I got as detailed as his chest, but I didn't look at his nipples.
Okay, well, that could be a problem, but otherwise I agree with the cast.
I didn't realize he had a lot of nipples showing. I'm playing 4K, so I guess missing some of that.
Up your game, Derek. Literally.
All right, Ray, you're up.
All right, so I'll go with my most boring character. Just for a little bit of my backstory, I've never played Overwatch. I'm a fan of Overwatch because of the culture behind it, the cosplay behind it, their incredible outfits, and what Blizzard is trying to do with the characters is very admirable. So I'm going with Bastion. I had no idea. All he did was beeps and boops.
Yeah.
I had
and
no,
he is a pet bird.
No That's clue. True. So in my head, I'm like, oh, this robot, I'm going to cast Idris Elba because I want, like, the sexiest, blackest voice out of this guy.
Yeah, I was just about to say, like, a sexy bee boop.
But that's not the case. So I'm going to go with Dee Bradley Baker, who has voiced millions.
Alan Tudyk, clearly.
No.
He already gets to be a droid.
Exactly. Which is why he's so good at it.
Dee Bradley Baker has been in so many things as extra voice here or animal voice here, and he's
cast
so
as a bird?
Good at it.
Bill Murray.
Dee can do both, man.
Bill Murray can be a bear, he can definitely
be
Garfield. A bird. Oh, God.
That's fantastic.
So that's it.
Bastion is the R2-D2 of the Overwatch universe.
I had no clue. When I suggested that character for myself, when I was like, yeah, I get Bastion, I thought he had a...
Were you thinking of, like, Winston, like the ape?
No, not at all. I was thinking, like,
she knows who he looks
K2SO,
like.
K2SO, where yeah. he can right, actually talk. Right. No. That's what I was thinking.
What's great is when you get a loot box and you open it up and you get a voice line for Bastion.
It's literally just a different combination of boops and beeps.
Yeah.
That's horrible.
It's so real. It's so real.
It makes you feel a little cheated.
Yeah, but you know what? Yeah. Bastion is a very powerful character.
But they nerfed a bunch, right?
Yeah. Well, they go up and down. Like, sometimes they'll make him more powerful and sometimes they'll really nerf him for a while. Like, they kind of do that with everybody. They did that with Mercy recently.
Well, I really like the changes to Mercy, but I don't think anybody.
Oh, it's about to get.
No, you won't like the newer changes.
I know.
But
I meant the ones that they're nerfing. So
okay. Beep boop or not, he's strong.
Beep boops. Ryan.
Hmm. Oh, am I up again?
Yeah.
Hmm. Okay. This one was an easy one for me. I already knew who it was the second I picked the character Moira. Who's a new character in Overwatch. Mm-hmm. She's kind of a David Bowie-esque healer that can heal and do damage, and she throws out healing and damage orbs and has like a beam, like an Iron Man.
She's like a mad
arc
scientist.
Reactor beam. Yeah. So I picked Tilda Swinton because there's really no one else you can cast. Basically, I was thinking, like, who would I want to play David Bowie in a David Bowie biopic? And that was who it would be.
Androgynous.
Yeah,
I want that look.
Exactly.
That's a great pick.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you were going, I was like, I don't know who he's going to be saying. Like, who is he thinking of? That's perfect.
Yeah. There's literally, I had no other people that I thought would even be close. If I had to pick a second, I would pick Lady Gaga. Because she has this similar kind of androgynous kind of look that would, I think.
Ruby Rose would be good, too. If she could act just a little bit better. Just a little bit. Anyway. Derek.
Okay. So, I'm trying to mix mine up a little bit here. So, I'm going to go with Roadhog next.
So, what's his nationality that you're trying to get close to?
So, that's not going to work out real well. He's Australian.
Oh, so it's just on the one character.
No, right, I said right. I tried. And I really only got there with, like, two of the characters, which is really
disappointing. Did you cast Jack Black?
So, no.
Okay. Or Danny DeVito?
No.
Okay.
So, Roadhog is a giant of a being. He is incredibly large, pig-like in his overall...
Hence the hog.
Yeah, appearance and everything. Obviously, there aren't too many people who look like that in the acting world, but there are some guys who still have the stature, and they can always, you know, add some gut if they need to.
Yeah, like X-Men Origins Wolverine with the blob.
Yeah.
Hey,
or Danny DeVito in Batman Returns.
You leave Kevin Durant alone.
I'm just saying they could do it.
Yes.
Like, I didn't know we had such a Kevin Durant fan club here.
I have no problems with him.
So I went with Christian Narn from Game of Thrones. He plays Hodor.
Yeah.
Okay. So he's actually been to Kansas City.
He's a big boy.
He's a huge big dude. He's a DJ as well. But that's beside the point. But yeah, he's a big guy.
Rave of Thrones. I'm pretty sure that's what he does. No, I'm not kidding.
He's a really, really just big statuesque guy. But he's not like totally ripped out like most of the big guys in Hollywood, like, you know, The Rock or Vin Diesel, where they're just chiseled. No, he's just a big dude. And, you know, I just physicality wise, he would be good. He's an actor. He can, you know, handle grueling schedules and things like that.
And he doesn't really have to do much. Like,
he has a mask on.
Walk around really and like talk where you can't barely understand him.
Well, I mean, obviously,
Tom Hardy might have been good.
Breathe very heavily. Yeah.
Obviously, a movie is going to be a little bit different than the meta inside a match of Overwatch, since there's no story mode, you know. But yeah, so he was my pick for Roadhog.
Nice.
It's pretty solid, man.
Personal fan favorite, I suppose.
Good.
John?
I'm just going to get this one out of the way here. I had Winston, which is the giant, very basically a Gorilla Grodd type character. He's a smart ape. So this would just be strictly voice acting. And I think there's only one man in my opinion. Right. Only one man in my opinion that can handle this old, wise gorilla. And
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, absolutely. You got it. No, Anthony Hopkins. I chose Anthony Hopkins.
Okay, I really just assumed you were going to say Andy Serkis.
Nope.
No, because he was thinking purely voice, not mocap.
Everybody wants to use Andy Serkis. He's used for everything, so I'm trying
including
to think outside the box.
A bunch of movies about apes.
Anthony Hopkins is like 100 years old.
Exactly. He has that deep, Winston, to me, when I think of him, and I don't really play his character very much, but he's very wise. He's very humbling, and I think Anthony Hopkins can bring that.
His voice actor in the game actually sounds very young.
He's not he's not one of the older characters. That's an interesting pick. I mean,
it would possibly still work. It's just not as close to the character in the game.
Odin Gorilla. That's interesting.
Yeah, actually, that's exactly what I was thinking. Of when he was playing Odin.
Is he gonna get an eye patch?
I mean, he could.
It's your movie, man.
His face isn't seen, so it's just his voice.
No,
so
no,
he
I'm
wants
talking
to
about
wear,
Winston.
What would Winston get an eye patch?
I'd actually be pretty cool. But
in a peg leg.
So wait, you thought we were just gonna give Anthony Hopkins an eye patch?
Grab Winston. He's right there, and just cover his eye the whole time.
Yes.
I like how you weren't thinking about giving Winston an eye patch. You were just going to give the voice actor in the sound booth an eye patch.
I thought you were talking about Anthony Hopkins. I'm like, sure. Give him whatever he needs.
Whatever he needs to get the job done.
Listen, you guys were thinking I was going to go with the obvious choices, so I really thought outside the box for that one.
You definitely did.
Yeah. The guy who picks a random person who has a 3-second part in a movie, just saying. Anyways. Who, clearly, Madani's mom in The Punisher, who is Persian, would have been a way better casting.
Just,
saying.
Not old enough.
She is old. She's like 60 years old. Anyways. Go ahead, Rachel.
Sure. All right.
Things are getting intense.
Okay, so for my next one, I had May. And I adore her.
I'm on a mental connection with you right now to pick who this is. So you better get it right.
I picked Kelly Marie Tran.
Nailed it.
From Star Wars The Last Jedi. Because Rose Tico
she was good.
Was adorable, and she should be May.
That's a really great pick.
That was, again, in my mind, the only person
no,
I could think
it wasn't.
Of. Yes, it was. That was the only person I could think of to play that.
I mean, that's great.
I was it's really hoping recent, I'd so. Make you proud with that, because I know you may in May.
Yeah, not
or
in
you
not in competitive, because that's really frowned upon pick, and people think you're throwing the game when you pick May, but in,
and
when
why
we're
is
just
that?
Doing...
Just explain why that is.
Well, so first off, who is May?
May is a scientist, a climatologist, somebody that studies the weather, and she's working in, I think, Antarctica, at a research station, and there's a power outage and an avalanche, and she gets trapped in cryostasis, and all the other people that were there with her die. And she's got a little robot named Snowball that helps her with her experiments and things like that. There's a really great short that they released of her character. So, like, it was very Pixar-y.
Yeah.
Actually, this is May right here.
May, yeah.
Yeah.
For those who are watching the stream, either on Twitch or YouTube. She has a good cast. She has ice weapons, ice powers, basically.
Yeah, ice powers, ice she can build walls and shoot icicles and freeze people. And in general, there's a general, like, there's something in competitive games called a meta, which is the main, most powerful team at the current time. Because things are constantly being changed around, and she is not in any of the meta compositions for teams, so they don't really like it when you pick people that aren't in one of those metas.
Somebody's got to play that character. I mean, what would be a better pick in their opinion? Then
there's a lot of characters that would play a role that role better than her in most matches.
From our matches that we've played together, I feel like Mei has been very helpful in a lot of situations.
If you have a good Mei player and she's able to you know, bottleneck and freeze players and at the play right the way moment, supposed to be she played. Can be very powerful, but...
But in general, there's more DPS characters that do more damage and are easier to play, so...
She's a little more situational.
I don't disagree.
Right, there's some maps that just aren't really suited to her abilities as well, mm-hmm. you know, that are more open, so the walls don't have the same kind of effect, for example, or there's more range required, you know.
Yeah.
All right, Ryan.
Who do I want to go with next? Okay, I'm going to go with Lucio. So in the game, Lucio is a black man that is a music artist. He's a healer
mm-hmm.
in the game. He's like a famous music artist, and there's voice lines about, can I get your autograph and things like that. So for him, I wanted somebody that could dance and sing. Probably not going to be necessary because Lucio doesn't sing, but this person does sing. They seem to go hand in hand a lot. And then the actors that can dance,
Chris Tucker.
Yes, Chris. No,
he's a little old.
I pick Keenan Lonsdale from The Flash. He's a dancer. He was on an MTV dance show.
I didn't know that. Is that Wally?
Wally.
Yeah. Okay. Wally. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah, I think that he would be. I mean, he looks similar to the character. He might be a little tall, I guess, because the character seems kind of short in the game. But I guess he gets those legs too, so you know, he kind of compensate a little bit with that. But I think that would be that.
It's a cool pick.
I couldn't think of any like A-list actors that really fit the bill, so I had to go to TV.
Yeah, because I mean, Lucio's on the younger side of the characters in Overwatch, so it's a little bit tougher.
12 years ago, man, Nick Cannon.
20 years ago, Nick Cage.
Drumline.
Yeah.
I had nothing personal against Nick Cannon, but Drumline.
Like.
Hey, that made being in band very popular for a while.
Here's the thing. The most ridiculous thing ever said on this podcast was the Funko Pop giant monster. Yes. So
I agree.
Just saying.
That was from Derek.
Yes.
Derek said, hold the phone.
He's giving these shitty
looks.
That was Derek's villain for a Ghostbusters
reboot. Funko you take Pop? It out of context and it makes no damn sense, does it?
It didn't make much sense.
You got to go back like 2 years to catch that episode. Compare
it to the marshmallow?
Yeah, like, that's where he got the idea from. He basically stole it, but then he turned it into a toy.
Yeah, I stole the idea for my reboot. I was rebooting a movie, and I stole the ideas from the franchise I was rebooting.
Hey, Derek, it's your turn.
No, I'm just curious. I mean,
it's your turn.
Is Abrams ever going to fess up to stealing the Enterprise for his 2009 Star Trek movie? Yeah. I mean, what gall?
It's your turn.
Just popped in there. All right, fine. So next up, I'm going to go with Reaper. So Reaper is a character who started off as a good guy in the old times and then is a bad guy by the time the game is taking place. He usually wears a mask. He dual wields really powerful pistols that are almost...
They're basically shotgun
pistols. Right, yeah.
Basically.
Like sawed-offs.
And he's got some really cool skins. Some of my favorite skins are his. But he's kind of... you know, tough, kind of darker character. He's got a, you know, gravelly voice.
Hispanic.
Yeah.
That sounded like you're questioning it. He is Hispanic. Yeah, like, that's a fact.
He is Hispanic. I decided
not to whitewash this character.
I did not whitewash the character. I did not. Because I picked a black man to play Reaper.
Fair enough.
Idris Elba, right?
Yep, there it is.
Trust me,
I wondered which one of us hit Idris Elba, because you know he's going to be in here.
Somebody.
I wanted to, but no, I wanted to pick an actor who hasn't hasn't had anything big in quite some time, but was big at one point and is kind of needing something big to kind of re-kickstart his career. What are you doing, John?
We're gonna do this at the same time.
What are we doing at the same time?
The name, we know who it is.
So we know. I know
who it is. We do. All right, let's go.
Who do you think it is?
Michael J. White.
Oh no, that's a good one though. I like that.
Sorry, I totally thought.
Everything
you said led up to that.
I knew it was going to go wrong too. That's what the best part was. I was watching these two cars heading straight for each other, and I was like, come on, baby, let's do this.
He was saying, everyone's like,
I was in one of those cars, and I'm like, I'm just going to turn here.
Yeah. I need to make a left. You were leading up. The buildup was just perfect Michael J. White moment. All right. That's all right. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, that's a good pick, too. I was looking
for... You kind of did, but yeah.
I was looking for somebody else, so I actually went with Wesley Snipes.
Oh, God.
Why? What's wrong with that?
That's in every one of his fan casts.
It is not.
Wesley Snipes is in every pitch that Derek makes.
He's been in some of my pitches in the past, as has several other actors, but...
I don't know if Wesley Snipes
I like your pick
has
better.
The gravelly voice you need. He can do the deep Blade like...
Well, that's
like,
what I'm thinking. He's basically Blade. You know,
we're going to actually have Christian Bale voice him.
Oh, God.
Thought that would be...
No, it's Anthony Hopkins.
Oh, yeah. He's going to wear an eye patch while he does it.
My Winston has an eye patch.
It's Wesley Snipes, but when he's got the mask on, it's Hugo Weaving. Right? So
Okay, I like it where this is going.
Actually, Hugo Weaving. If he were white, that would be a good choice. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Wesley Snipes.
So I was picturing the Blade character that Wesley Snipes obviously played three times. That character,
just Demolition Man Wesley Snipes.
That's the era I'm thinking.
That's what I'm talking
that's
about.
That's not the Wesley Snipes.
He was thinking
Snipes,
Blade, but that's where I was Blade. When he
no,
said
no,
that.
I'm thinking
I was
Demolition
like Blade.
Man.
You can think whatever you want.
I am.
I mean, I prefer.
I'd like Tu Wong Fu Wesley Snipes.
That's pretty good too.
Thanks.
White Man Can Jump. Anyways, that Wesley
Those
Snipes.
Those are his four movies.
Yeah, all four of them.
He was in one of the Expendables.
Yeah.
For tax evasion, right?
No, that's so the joke. So the way that I forget, I think it's like Expendables 3,
yes.
And so they're trying to rescue him off of a train, and when they get to him, they're trying to break. It's like a prison train. They go to break him out. So what are you in for? And it's tax evasion. And the guy I was with watching, the two of us were the only people in the theater to laugh at
that. Because he was, yeah.
Yeah, that's why he was in jail. I thought that was a hilarious joke.
Dude, imagine Wesley Snipes in jail. I no one mess with him, right? Like, I don't think anyone mess with him.
I don't think, I mean, being a successful, rich actor, I don't think
he was
put
in
a position to be messed with. You know, usually those guys are kept pretty safe. You never really hear about a previous celebrity in
jail.
But
also, Wesley Snipes is an accomplished martial artist with multiple black belts, so I don't think anybody would really...
That's a fair point.
Mess with him anyway.
Yeah, I totally forgot about that.
But that also leads into why I think he would be good in an action film like this.
Sure. So. Reaper does kick and punch a lot in the game, so.
Again, a movie has to be different.
And yeah, that's true.
The movie has to be different than the mechanics that you're locked into in a first-person shooter.
Right. That's why, like,
Anthony Hopkins
could work.
I mean,
John,
Reaper can't even put his guns down to scratch his nose. So.
Okay, so I'm going to go with one of the more obvious ones. I had McCree. McCree's kind of like a modern Western Clint Eastwood type character.
We'll say it at the same time.
Okay, you ready?
All right.
You're right.
One, two, three.
Chris
Pratt.
Taylor Kish.
Oh, who? Bummer.
I said Taylor Kish.
Gambit.
Yeah, I immediately thought of John Carter and Gambit, and I just mashed them in my head, and I was like, he has the hair, he has the look, he has the gravelly voice, he could totally pull off that Western thing.
Well, as of now, he's really, really tiny, because he's doing that Waco project, and he's the cult leader who killed everybody with the
But when
Kool-Aid.
He was John Carter, he would have been perfect.
Oh,
perfectly
God,
good
yeah, John Carter
role.
Was a very underrated film, but because Disney screwed up prior with Prince of Persia, nobody went to go see John Carter.
Yeah, let's cast Gyllenhaal in a Prince of Persia movie. Anyways.
I went and saw that. I paid to see that movie.
I did too.
Prince of Persia?
Yeah.
I paid for John Carter.
Both of them. And anyways, so I just thought he could pull off the serious portion of McCree. McCree's kind of like a serious character. And his iconic thing is he's got a belt buckle that says BAMF. On it, and he obviously has a cocky
on his lifeguard skin. It says SAMF.
sure,
safe.
Right
is the first word.
That's a safe guy. Gotcha.
Not Sandy.
Not Sandy. He's not Anakin Skywalker.
But that, I mean, I mostly picked him on appearance, so.
That's fair.
I would pick Chris Pratt only because I liked him in the most recent Western I've seen.
And yeah, he was obvious, wouldn't be right. But. Right. He could have been obvious, but I just don't think
him too seriously.
Exactly.
But McCree isn't really, like, he always has, like, this little grin.
Yeah,
you know, like, so I feel like it would, that's okay.
Every time Peter Quill tries to say something serious and intimidating, I kind of chuckle. Like, I love Chris Pratt, but I just have a hard time taking him too seriously.
Because he's always Burt Macklin.
Not always, that's but, true. I mean, it's
Macklin,
just...
you son of a bitch.
He is always Burt Macklin.
To be fair, like, half of Peter Quill is also Burt Macklin, so...
Yeah.
Or Johnny Karate. Or that's the other half.
That's the other half is Johnny Karate.
It's the best half right there.
Animal loose in the studio. Anyway.
That's it.
You're up, Ray.
All right. So, my Sombra, she is also a Latina. And
did you cast a black man?
I cast...
No, I would have, but...
I cast Zoe Saldana.
Oh, good.
You know, she's a Latina actress.
She's
and,
very good.
I absolutely love her. I want her to be Queen of the Nerds. I want her in every major franchise because she has great acting. She creates wonderful action sequences, and she just completely transforms, whether she's in Avatar or Star Trek or Guardians. She's incredible. So I thought she'd make a really neat Sombra, and... You know, she'd have fun being a villain because she hasn't been in a really long time.
Is she actually Sombra's Hispanic, on, though? I think yeah. she's Indian.
She, no. She's got some Hispanic descent.
She's, yeah.
Ryan's going to Google it.
No, I'm pretty sure. I think
you might be right.
I think she's
Sombra. No, I know she's a Latina actress, but I'm talking about Sombra the character. Oh, Sombra. No, I'm thinking of Symmetra. Sorry.
Yeah, I also have Symmetra, and I did cast a Middle Eastern actress for that one, but...
I got confused.
Machine gun.
Too many S.
Yeah. No, that's fair. I have to pause and think about it, too. Sombra is pretty cool.
No, that she'd be great for that.
She her character introduction was really cool because she basically, like, hacks the keynote presentation at BlizzCon when she was announced, and everyone was kind of, like, thinking that she was coming. So she hacks technology and can, like, teleport and do, like turn off people's technology that runs their suits and things like
the
that.
The woman from Fast and Furious would have been good, too.
Yeah.
Gal Gadot?
No.
Michelle Rodriguez.
See, but then she'd have to die in
because Gal Gadot.
And then come back 2 movies later.
Completely I imagine fine. With a cast of, you know, 20 some odd people, some people are going
to
die.
But it always, if Michelle Rodriguez is in the movie, the it has round. To be her.
They just respawn the next round.
Yeah, Michelle Rodriguez.
If Sean Bean and her are both in a movie,
Oh, no, there's
the
no
whole
hope.
Movie ends 30 seconds into it.
There's no hope.
All right, Ryan, you're up. Second to left.
Yeah, I was going to say, we only have... Two left. All right, I'm gonna go with Doomfist.
Terry Crews.
Come on,
that's who I wanted to cast.
I know.
But the character, the way they have it in the game, does not fit Terry Crews at all. And it really, I don't know if it'll fit my actor.
Husam, what's his name?
Husam.
What? Husam or what is it? Go ahead.
I kind of wanted to go Chadwick Boseman because I was like, you know, he's playing an African character and he does the accent correctly and things like that. But instead, I just watched Creed, so I'm going to go with Michael B. Jordan because I love Creed and he was great.
Not even big enough.
Yeah, like, I mean...
Dude, he was big in Creed.
Dude's
like,
a phenomenal actor.
Yeah,
but just physically, like, he's not, like, a heavyweight guy, you know?
We're adding weight onto quite a few people here digitally, so I don't see why Doomfist is any different than
African
Roadhog
person.
Or Torborn.
What's that guy from the island? The one that's hunting them, the bounty guy?
Jamoun who
Yes, that's who I was trying to say. He's, like, perfect. And he was actually Black Panther. He voiced Black Panther for the cartoon series that was on one of the networks. But anyways, he'd been perfect for it.
Oh, sorry you didn't
but,
get
but
him.
But you pick...
A great actor. Yes.
An actor voiced, for a character for a character who has very little lines.
He has just as many lines as every other character in the game.
He talks just the same amount.
All right.
I don't think you've played since Doomfist has been out, my friend.
And I mean, if there was really a narrative, I mean, he's like the leader of Talon, so that he would have to have a good.
He'd have to be the big bad,
yeah,
right?
Essentially, which he is in Black Panther. So.
Yeah, I mean, we haven't seen.
No, there's
yet,
nothing about Michael B. Jordan.
We assume he's the big bad.
There's nothing about Michael B. Jordan that leads me to believe he couldn't pull off what that role would require. I just was thinking somebody physically larger.
Yeah,
that's all.
And to, like, if we could get Terry Crews' stature,
right?
And, yeah, like, exactly. Jordan's acting ability. Nothing wrong with Terry Crews' acting ability.
It's just a different tone,
for yeah. sure.
It's a very different type of character.
Terry loves yogurt.
That's true. That's true. He does love yogurt.
Derek,
though, of course, Terry Crews. What's the video game? Time Crisis or something that he's going to be in the next video game. The one that was supposed to be a launch title for the Xbox One X.
Oh, I didn't know that.
About that.
I can't remember which game it is now.
He's just doing Old Spice commercials.
Oh, well. All right, so yeah, two left. So I'm going to go with Reinhardt next. He is a much older guy.
Anthony Hopkins.
No.
Just kidding.
No.
I'm just kidding.
So I actually had a really hard time casting this one because I wanted John Rhys Davies, but he's like 10 years too old for this particular role because... You know, Reinhardt can be about 60, but when you're pushing like 70 or 80, that's a little too much. So I kind of had a hard time with this one, but I decided to go with Richard Armitage, who played Thorin yeah. in the Hobbit films. Obviously, you'd have to age him up, but from a personality cool. and stature perspective, I think he would do a really good job. For those who don't know, he is... In a not really a mech suit. It's more of just giant armor, right? So
it kind of is a mech suit. There's no way his arms are that long.
Yeah, he's basically like you think of like paladin armor.
It's like power armor from Fallout, basically.
Yeah,
which is another video game. So I guess it would if you're a movie person.
Yeah, it's tough to explain, right? But it is giant armor, and most of the time he's got like a helmet on in the game, but some of his skins he's not wearing the helmet. So I wanted somebody who could handle either side of that. And this one was really tough because the voice actor just looks nothing like the character.
Right.
And he's so good. So in my head, like, I kept seeing Christoph Waltz because he looks a lot like the voice actor and personality-wise would be good. But physically, it just...
I would have guessed David Hasselhoff.
Gosh, no.
Because he references him like 20 times in the voice lines.
That's no. terrible.
No. Okay, John, your turn.
Wait, okay. So was that good? Like, nobody really...
I actually think he's a great actor, and he's pretty underrated.
You wanted the German accent, I told
you. You were all about the physicality not being right, and so you think that one's perfect?
Well, he's in a suit.
He's not in a suit all the time. You see him in his short out of the suit, and he's a huge dude.
Huh?
He's really not that big.
He's in the suit. He just doesn't have the helmet on.
He's not in the suit when he's in the bar, is he? When he's with his daughter?
I thought he just didn't have the helmet on.
I thought he was like there's like a Christmas one and you that's see true. Him sitting yeah. on a chair so and he's not a big sized. Dude. No, he's okay. like a giant.
He's a big guy, and that's why I think that Armitage would be fine for that.
There's no one that big.
To Ray's yeah. point, he does have he can do the right. the German Terry. Accent.
Close.
He can do the German accent because in Captain America he played one of the Hydra
yeah.
Agents. Heinz,
I forgot about
Heinz,
that.
Heinz Krug, I think is what it was.
Rachel knows that because she just recently watched that movie for our other podcast, The Gauntlet,
Heinz Kruger, ER at the end.
Sorry, I was trying to plug that for you, Derek, but you're going
on. He got really excited.
It's fine.
I don't get to do plugs very often.
So I'll go on to my next one. It's kind of a weird coincidence. So I've got D.Va, and she's Asian, and she's kind of like the fun video game character. She actually like basically...
Yeah, she's like a Korean gamer.
Right.
If you follow video games, Koreans are always like...
And she's very
popular.
The ones
winning esports and stuff like that.
Well, especially in Blizzard games.
She has a giant... So. Yeah, and they're actually leading in the league.
Counter-Strike and a bunch of other games.
She has like a giant mech suit, and I think it's actually on the table. There it is. Giant mech suit, and in there she's basically playing video games. So I thought someone who kind of fit that, but was also very fun and playful. It's just kind of interesting that they just announced her for Planet Comic-Con. Clementeef. Is who I picked.
Yeah, that's adorable.
Yeah, she plays Mantis in Guardians of the Galaxy 2, so.
That's really cute.
She can deliver the funny lines. She's very cute and playful. And I don't think she is of Korean descent, but she's like French and one of the Asian cultures. I'm not quite sure which one, but I just thought she looked the character and she could deliver the lines very well.
I'd watch that. I think that's cute. She's definitely... Not 19, so yeah, you would have to age up D.Va.
Finding an actress that's 19 years old or however old D.Va is,
right?
You know.
Yeah, she is very young. Her and Lucio are the two youngest, mm-hmm. And I guess Tracer's pretty young too. But
I mean, they all oftentimes we Saved by the Bell. I mean,
yeah.
Yeah.
We always pick 30-year-olds.
Well, yeah, my Tracer actor, she's not 20.
So. That's all I got for her.
Mm-hmm. Jennifer Lawrence isn't in her like mid to late 40s or 30s. Whoa, so,
say she's not like old.
Mercy. No, that was my problem with Mercy. I ended up going younger rather than older.
Yeah,
so
it happens. You got to do what you do.
I feel like it's easier to age somebody up if you need to than it is to age them down. That CGI is not always great.
Kurt Russell, Guardians of the Galaxy 2. It's that probably was... the only reason why they got the nomination.
It was so good.
Because it was a combination. The guy's been, he knows the guy's face. Like,
yeah, it was a combination of things.
Like a canvas.
Kind of a perfect storm situation for them.
Right.
Mm-hmm. All right, so my next one, Soldier 76. I chose Daniel Craig.
That's good.
I'm fine with it. Yeah.
Okay, good.
I'm fine with that.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of actors. Really, that's actually really a very generic role.
Yeah, I went through a ton. I was just like, male actors in their 40s. And I was just going through, and like my initial one was Gerard Butler. But to be honest, he has a terrible American accent.
Yeah.
It is awful.
His accent sucks.
If you ever watched The Honest Truth, which I'm really sorry if you have, because I'm in that same boat, but... He's just really bad at American accents. Yeah. You let that Scottish sneak out, though, and it's fine.
It looks like it's so hard for him to talk
right.
when he's trying to do it. You know?
he stuffed a bunch of socks in his mouth first.
He, like, does this weird, like, side thing to make it happen. It's so weird.
But I love Daniel Craig, and he wants to move on from James Bond, but he wants to continue doing a lot of action stuff. So I thought this would be good. This would be a lot of
fun.
Did
you consider Anthony Hopkins?
You know, he wasn't in the list.
Oh.
I'm so sorry.
You wore an eye patch behind the visor.
Out of shape Anthony Hopkins. Get off my lawn. Like, I cannot see that.
So for those who don't know Soldier 76, he kind of plays like the generic first-person shooter character. So your Master Chief, your Call of Duty character, that kind of thing.
Generic soldier.
Yeah. But he is a little bit older. He's a super soldier,
basically. Yeah.
He's got a visor that he wears. So
tactical visor.
Yeah. There's lots of, like, old dad jokes and stuff in the community. And, you know, he's got one of his skins where he's wearing, like, a barbecue grill apron and that kind of stuff.
I will never change that skin off of it.
Fair enough. No, that's a good one.
Thank you. Last round, everybody.
Okay, last round. Okay, so I am going to go with John's favorite character from when he used to play a year or so ago. Junkrat.
Ugh. Who would you pick? I've given thought to this even though it wasn't my character.
He actually cast you.
I cast John.
Yes. I'm Australian.
But you have to lose your leg first.
Yeah, that's okay. We'll just chop it off after the podcast.
Dedication to the cause.
Very dedicated.
Suffer for your art.
So this was a tough one. I kind of wanted to go Australian, but I don't think this actor's Australian, so whatever. But I looked like Liam Hemsworth and stuff like that, but they didn't have like the crazy enough face to really pull off Junkrat.
Most of the Australian actors don't. They're all just like really attractive
chiseled
people.
Yeah.
Very beautiful people.
The only crazy one is Mel Gibson, and he should have been like Reinhardt.
but even when he was younger, like crazy or not, he was like a good looking guy.
Yes.
Right. You know,
yeah.
So
I went with somebody that's more of a method actor that I felt like could really get into the character. Jared Leto.
Oh, God.
That's actually really good.
First of all, I kind of want to see him blow himself up when he's trying to learn stuff.
I can see that.
He'd probably chop off his leg for the role.
I believe it.
But also, he can get like that crazy look in his eyes. Yeah. Whether you loved or hated the Joker, he did look pretty, like, in his eyes.
He looked crazy.
Could have the crazy look.
Yeah.
He looked very much.
And
like
he's got like a skinnier face, like a very thin face. And I think he could pull off like the constantly smoking hair. And yeah. So
that's good, man.
Yeah.
I've given thought to that, and I could never come up with somebody. So that's a really good one.
It's about the best I could come up with.
Derek.
That's good. So my last character is Tracer. If you know anything about Overwatch, you probably know Tracer. She's kind of the face of the game. She's
on your
British
shirt.
She is on my shirt for the Overwatch League. She is a ex-pilot. Her abilities allow her to run super fast, and she can roll back time a few seconds. And
now, private moment. that you've shared between us. It's very personal. You're sexually attracted to Tracer? Is that?
Not, I mean, yeah. Who, yeah. Yeah, I would think that a lot of heterosexual males probably are.
Yeah,
I'm not.
Even though she is not herself.
She is not heterosexual, no. She is not. She is in a happy same-sex relationship, according to the comics.
Yes.
So I assume that would come up in a movie or the game if the game ever got a story.
Which is still a big deal in gaming, so that's a really big deal.
Overwatch is really trying to be as representative as possible, and that's great, because more women try to play this, toxic environment aside, they try.
She's a really fun, bright kind of character, very positive and optimistic and friendly and all that type of stuff. But her British accent's kind of a big part of her character, so I wanted to pick a British actor. So I'm actually going with Felicity Jones.
Oh, cute.
And she, of course, was Jen in Rogue One, if you didn't mm-hmm. see Star Wars. Rogue One, a Star Wars story, whatever you want to call it. So she is a little bit older than Tracer is portrayed to be in the game. But I think just physically and personality-wise, she fits it pretty well.
Nice.
I would have gone with Daisy Ridley. But really, it's 6'1", it doesn't matter. They are similar looking. And
they're both in Star Wars.
And they're both British.
Yeah.
So
that's good. That's a very good one. The girl that does her voice, if she were brunette, she could be really good at it, too. Have you seen that girl?
Yeah, she'd be okay.
She was in a show I watched called Crazy Head.
I don't think
she's
an actual actress, is she?
Yeah, she was in a show I watched called Crazy Head.
Never heard of it.
But it's on Netflix. Good. It's a British one. You don't watch British shows.
That's true. Good point. Except Monty Python.
Anyway.
So, no, John, who was your last one? Do you want
to... Nope, you're good. Go ahead.
Done?
Are you sure?
Cut off.
Are you sure?
Done.
I'm so sorry.
No, okay. The music's playing. We're pulling off stage.
Okay. It's too late. I just want to thank the Academy.
Yeah. So we're going to talk about sexually attracted. This is my
Widowmaker. You're sexually attracted to Widowmaker?
More than...
Ryan,
yeah.
Who are you sexually attracted to in Overwatch?
Not clearly May.
Zinata.
It's not May?
I'm not really sexually attracted to any cartoon characters.
Okay, sorry.
See, I find most...
Personally.
Your penis doesn't wiggle a little for any of these?
Not really, that I've noticed, but...
I find that most of the women in the game are attractive. Some more than others, but...
They are all attractive women, but I... The reason I picked...
Anna's a little old for me, so...
I don't even care. I'm just kidding. Anyways, this is Widowmaker, and yes. Widowmaker is like their sniper, and she's kind of got a cool story. But the thing for me is she's super attractive. She's got blue skin, and she has legs for days. Days, okay? There's only one person in my mind that
she's
has
a dancer.
Legs.
She was a dancer at one point.
Yeah,
so,
she's a ballerina, right?
Yeah, so she always wears heels.
She's
like,
Russian.
French, I think.
French?
Yeah.
French?
Because they didn't want her to be exactly Black Widow. So.
So there's only one actress in my mind that has legs for days and looks good in colored paint. You know what I mean? Her skin color. And that's Karen Gillian. Like, I think she would be perfect as Widowmaker.
You saw her as Nebula. You were like, give her some hair.
Give her some hair. And she just has, like, she has long legs. And that's Widowmaker. And obviously, it fits the dancing profile, so I think she'd be great for it.
Okay.
There's not a lot of actresses we've seen in purple, so, I mean, it does narrow it down if you go by those criteria, too.
Well, she looks great in purple, so you put her in any... Like, same thing with...
Is she a dancer?
No, but she had a nice scene in Jumanji that was hilarious.
Okay, I haven't seen Jumanji yet, so... Okay.
I don't see why she wouldn't be able to.
Okay.
With those legs.
This is getting weird.
Yeah, alright.
I mean, getting. It's long past getting.
It's like, leave a comment if you agree with me.
Everyone's got their thing, it's fine. So,
you know. At least John didn't, like, stare in his face and drool for, like, 2 seconds.
Dude just said he likes Tracer like that, and I just figured I'd lean in.
I just said that I found Tracer attractive, and then we
moved
on to other things.
I did. A little longer, but yeah.
Well, you know,
like her legs.
Derek's an ass man, and Tracer has so many booty poses.
Not as many.
Nope, they had to get rid of them.
To say like, but when Widowmaker's standing there, you're just like, you know.
Yeah, I'm like that all the time.
This is going off the rails.
I had Symmetra and I cast Sophia Boutella because I love her and I want her to be in everything.
I like that pick anyway. That's great.
I love Symmetra.
She's awesome.
She is like Green Lantern. She makes kind all of. These really cool constructs and weapons and defense mechanisms and she's...
Yeah, she's an area control hero mm-hmm. and basically she can take over an area and keep people from entering or if they do enter, they die.
And she can create a transporter, teleporter, that's her mm-hmm. ultimate.
And a shield generator.
Oh, right, yes.
That's incredible. Yeah.
So that's a good pick. I mean, she's one of my favorite actors right now, so...
Yeah, she's great.
And she played Jayla in one of the Star Trek?
Yeah, she was in Jayla. She kicked so much ass in Atomic Blonde. She was the best part about the Mummy. She kicked a ton of ass in Kingsman.
The first Kingsman.
She had the blade legs.
She did, yeah.
Yeah.
I had to, like, when I first saw that, I thought those were her actual legs. Like,
but she was an actual amputee.
I did. I really thought that, because she just handled it all so well. But I guess the CGI is just that good. So.
Yeah. And just for fun, I promised Ryan that I would cast Jonathan Rhys Davies as Torborn for you.
That's good.
Completely ridiculous.
That works out. He's in the movie anyway.
Completely ridiculous. There's no way he could do it, I mean, but geez, I don't care. I promised Ryan I would do it.
I mean, could he not? I mean, Torborn is older.
Yes.
You know, and...
He is a dwarf.
You know, he
does... He is a dwarf.
He is!
No, he is. No,
he is, but I mean, you know, he was Gimli in Lord of the Rings.
Yes. This is like Gimli except with a white beard instead of a red one.
Which I'm sure he has now.
It's true. This totally makes sense. So.
I think he could do it. I mean, because his character really revolves around turrets and not really being like right in the action necessarily. So in a narrative, I think you can make that work.
Yeah.
There's a couple characters we didn't do. We didn't do Zenyatta or Genji or Zarya.
We didn't do Genji. So Genji is Hanzo's brother. So I guess we could just pick the same actor.
Yeah, perfect.
Are they twins?
No, actually, I would probably pick, like, Donnie Yen or something.
Donnie Yen
like
would
that.
Be a good one.
Yeah, she's really good for that.
But like, you never get to see him, so that's kind of
interesting. Doesn't matter.
Well, he's might be a good opportunity to use, like, Ray Park.
He has other skins. He has other skins where you can see him.
They're the Shimada brothers.
Yeah.
Anybody got an idea for Zarya?
Some bodybuilder. I don't
like
know.
Like Ronda Rousey?
Actually, no, it needs to be somebody Russian. I feel like it's...
I mean, ideally, yes. Ideally,
but I don't know enough Russian bodybuilder, female bodybuilders.
On the top of your head.
Now for
Mother
Zenyatta.
Russia from Kick-Ass 2.
Oh, that would be... But but she's a little old.
That woman was... She was pretty close. Cut. Give her some pink hair.
Paul Bettany for Zenyatta.
Because he's Vision?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's either him or Alan Tudyk.
I just thought the same thing.
I think he actually looks more like Alan Tudyk.
Is it Yacht Face? I feel like that's insulting to Alan.
Is it?
I feel like
sorry,
it is.
Sorry, Alan, if you watch this show.
I don't think it's
he does every week.
So my Overwatch movie would be basically Mean Girls, except with Talon and Overwatch.
Okay.
You don't even go here.
Exactly.
God. No.
Just saying.
Is there anybody else that we don't have?
You can't just ask someone why they're Talon.
We didn't do Farrah.
No.
And that's Anna's mom? Or Anna's
daughter.
Yeah.
Farrah's cool. She's one of the characters I tend to play.
Madani from Punisher.
All right, I'm okay good with that.
That girl.
Yeah.
She's got a jetpack and rocket launcher.
She's actually Persian too.
Awesome.
She'd be perfect.
Anybody else? Is that everybody?
I believe so.
I think we got it.
It's an ever expanding roster of characters. So it's easy to forget somebody. All right. Well, then that's episode 101.
Arisia.
Oh, right. Well, so that one's a little bit tough because you gotta cast the girl and then...
The machine.
The machine, does Arisa have a voice of her own?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, Lupita Nyong'o should do the voice for the mech.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm good with that. I'd have to look for the kid because you need like a 10 or a 12-year-old girl. So
the girl from A Wrinkle in Time.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I mean, it's not out yet.
So. I got this!
You're much faster at this than I have to think about it a lot longer. So, all right, awesome. Well, that's it, everybody. You can, of course, find us at heroespodcast.com and at heroespodcasts on all the social media networks. We are also live on Twitch every Tuesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 Central for Screen Heroes. You can chat with us live, even though it was a little quiet tonight, but I think we were having some network difficulties there. You can catch the stream later on our YouTube channel. John and Ryan, you guys are at Buster Props.
Mm-hmm. Show them the shirt.
Yes.
Success Buster. Boom. Props for those who are just listening to the
remember
podcast.
That?
You guys, of course, will have a booth at Planet Comic Con here in mid-February.
Mm-hmm. We will.
Yeah. You don't have a booth number yet, right? No. It's too early. Just no. asking. Just asking.
No.
They might not even have one on Friday.
Just
we might just set up at a random table. It's we don't know.
You walk in, you call dibs.
Yeah, exactly.
That is not how it works. Ray, of course, can be found at Siren Ray.
I get the arms, man.
I know. Yeah. Apparently you're way cooler than we are.
The Will Smith meme
arms. Don't say what you're trying to do. So, well. You know. I was going to have sex with you guys too.
So,
I didn't do anything. That was it.
Trying to wrap up here, guys. Ray will also be at Planet Comic Con. I will be at her booth most of the weekend.
Yeah.
We also have three panels at Planet Comic Con here in Kansas City. On Friday, we will be doing Screen Heroes. On Saturday, Red Shirts and Runabouts. And on Sunday, Costume Couture.
Woo.
So go to facebook.com/heroespodcast. Check out our events to see the details for those. I am the Star Trek dude. We'll catch everyone next week. Have a good time.
Bye.
101.
Bringing the numbers back.